Christ is risen. He is risen indeed, and it is the risen, living Lord Jesus who invites us today to remain in Him. You probably noticed today's gospel, that word remain, it's used 8 times. Remain in me as I remain in you. Just as a branch cannot bear fruit on its own unless it remains on the vine, so neither can you unless you remain in me. Whoever remains in me and I in him will bear much fruit. Anyone who does not remain in me will be thrown out like a branch and wither. If you remain in me and my words remain in you, ask for whatever you want and it will be done for you. Next week, we're going to get the continuation of this gospel from John's Gospel, chapter 15, and we're going to hear the word remain 3 times. Remain in my love, Jesus will say. If you keep my commandments, you will remain in my love, just as I have kept my Father's commandments and remain in his love. Now, if that weren't enough, St. John, in the second reading today from his first letter, uses the word twice. Those who keep his commandments remain in him and he in them. And the way we know that he remains in us is from the Spirit he gave us. You know, I have a pretty thick skull, so sometimes God has to kind of knock me over the head with a message from time to time. And so here it is 10 times in just the scripture readings. Remain, remain, remain. Jesus says it over and over again to pound it into my heart and soul. Remain in me. Remain in me. The word in Greek, which is what the New Testament was written in, was Greek. The word is menein. Menein. It's a very rich word. It's difficult to translate. So if you go home and you look up this passage in your King James or in your Revised Standard Version or in the Douay Rheims Version, that's the version my grandparents had, you'll see a little different translation. They'll use the word abide. That's beautiful too, isn't it? Abide in me as I abide in you. Whoever abides in me will bear much fruit. We use the New American Bible translation here at Mass. And they translate the word menein. It almost looks like menein, remain, menein. It's a good translation. It means to abide, to remain, to stay. My good friend, Father David Whiteside, when last time he was here and that he preached, I remember, I think it was during a weekday Mass, he said, remain means you don't go anywhere. You stay put. That's what Jesus says. Don't go anywhere. Remain in me. Sometimes I'm always trying to go on to the next frenzied of activity. And Jesus says, just remain. Stay put. Don't go anywhere. It was kind of fascinating to me to learn that the Synoptic Gospel writers, Matthew, Mark, and Luke, only use that word menein, remain, 12 times combined in their 3 Gospels. And St. John, in his Gospel, uses it 40 times. In his 3 letters, he uses it 27 times. If my math is good, that's 67 times. He uses the verb remain. Stay put. Don't go anywhere. Why? I asked myself. Why does St. John use it so much? And then I said, that should be obvious. God was saying to me, it should be obvious. St. John is the poster child for remain. There's a passage in the Bible where Peter says, well, what about that guy? What about John? What do you want him to do? And Jesus says, what if I want him to remain until I come? And then I was just looking at the cross. And I said, oh, I got it. There he is, St. John. He's the only one who remained with Jesus on the cross. All the others left. There he is, St. John, remaining He stayed put. He didn't go anywhere. Do you remember St. John at the Last Supper? You remember how he was reclining at table? He was reclining at table on the chest of Jesus. He laid on Jesus' heart. That image is what St. John is trying to tell us today. Remain right here to the heart of Jesus. No matter where you go and what you do, remain that close to Jesus. Blessed Elizabeth of the Trinity, she was a Carmelite nun who lived in Dijon, France at the beginning of the 1900s. She has a beautiful meditation on this, these words of Jesus, remain in me. She says it's the word of God that gives us this order. Remain in me, she says. Not just for a few moments, not just for a few hours, but remain permanently, habitually. She continues her meditation. Jesus says, remain in me, pray in me, adore in me, love in me, suffer in me, work and act in me. Remain in me, Jesus says, that you may be able to encounter anyone or anything. Remain in Jesus. As Jesus remains in the Father and the Father in him, remain in Christ. To me, this is so beautiful, and how Jesus gives us this remaining in me in a context of something that is paradoxical. Jesus says this over and over, 11 times, right, in the verses from verse 4 to verse 10 of chapter 15. He uses that word 11 times, and in the greater context, Jesus is giving his farewell speech. Jesus is going away. This is his speech at the Last Supper. He's going away and he says, you can't follow me. So here's the paradox. Jesus is going away. He's saying farewell. But he says, I'm going to remain in you and you in me. Liturgically, it's the same thing, right? We're 2 weeks away from the Ascension, which is why the church has us read this passage. As Jesus is saying farewell, ready to ascend into heaven, he says, not to worry. I'm going to remain in you. Now, how does Jesus remain? How do we remain in Jesus? He tells us. Next week, he'll be very specific. He'll say, if you keep the commandments, you will remain in my love. That's what St. John said today in the second reading. He says, those who keep his commandments remain in him. So to remain in Jesus, we just have to do what he asks. And then Jesus tells us another way. In John's Gospel, chapter 6, he says, whoever eats my flesh and drinks my blood remains in me, and I in him. So there it is. If we want to remain in Jesus, we follow his commandments and we eat his flesh and blood. We just had First Communion just a couple of Sundays ago, right, for all of our young people. To remain close to Jesus, we need to eat his flesh and drink his blood and keep his commandments. Jesus isn't going anywhere. Jesus says, I'm going to remain. Will we remain in him? That's the difficult part. He will remain. Will you? Will you keep his commandments and eat his flesh and drink his blood to remain in Jesus? Remain in me, Jesus says, so that wherever you go, whatever you do, you may be able to encounter anyone or anything. Stay in me. Remain in me, Jesus says, and then together we can bear much fruit for the world.